Shake and Bake.
Geelong's very own drive show.
Aside from being sexy, what do you do for a living?
Most spectacularly average.
They're a waste of money.
Love it.
Debbie and Josh.
Two of us in the Wolfpack.
K-Rock 955.
There
sorry,
he is.
I got to turn the mics back on.
That's how much we couldn't be bothered today.
I was going to say, what a wolf pack it is.
It's a great wolf pack. There is two of us in the wolf pack.
Would we survive in the wild as a two-man wolf pack?
We would, because I've been watching Alone. I've told you about it. Doco on SBS On Demand. And I believe I could start fire. I could hunt.
Really? What am I doing? I'm just sitting around the camp.
You would tell me when I need to eat.
Heavy, you need it. Because obviously your body's not working properly to tell you you're hungry. How well would you survive? I don't know. Basic instincts just aren't there.
They just disappear.
It's just gone. It was a good show. This was pretty much the vibe of it today.
A lot of fun. Just a lot of fun, a lot of giggles, a lot of lols.
Yeah. Elon versus Bezos. I'm glad you chose the right side.
I know you.
That's really good.
Two
that
peas
was a lot
in a pod.
Of fun. You didn't follow that up very well with the celeb game, though. That was a lot of fun.
Bedroom injuries.
Yeah.
People are hurting themselves in the bedroom, which is great.
And you stitched up Loggy.
Yes. Not as good as, say, you get me, but I'm learning.
That's right.
Learning. You've got to start somewhere.
That's right. You got to start at the bottom and work your way up.
I've got to go eat something because I'm hungry.
You're not hungry yet. I'll tell you when you're hungry. You can have a listen to it all right now.
On this day.
Herbie and Josh.
On this day.
On this day.
Well, we've just almost revamped this game, and I like it because now, Herbie, we welcome in Adam from the newsroom. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Is every week a different rule or something?
Well,
anything goes when I make a game.
Just constantly throwing curveballs?
Basically, but now we've got some consistency because you've come in a second time, and I think we're playing the same rules, aren't we?
Similar rules, yes. Similar rules.
Fair enough. That's good.
So What's going to happen here is we've gone back in time. There's some important events that have happened, and they all actually revolve around musicians. So
okay.
I've got one of their songs, reversed it, and you just have to tell me who it is.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah, sort of like last
Sounds
week.
Simple as that.
Yeah.
Buzz in with your name, Adam.
So I can let you know, back on this day in 1997, this person.
The first one?
Yes, the first one. Sang the US national anthem at the opening game of the World Series of Baseball.
All right, let's have a listen. Josh. I'm going to go with Hanson and Umbop.
I was going to say that.
It is correct.
Oh. Ribbit track.
When you said national anthem, I thought Fergie at the NBA.
Yeah.
1997.
But not quite.
Yeah. That was a disaster, that one, though, wasn't it?
Yeah.
You just remember watching everyone just
hilariously
laughing.
And great remixes came out of that one, though.
That's true.
Really great remixes. Okay, next one. This happened in 1998. This group, they performed at the Playboy Mansion. Hello. This is exciting.
Yeah, no, it isn't. Josh, it's Metallica.
It is Metallica. Come on, Ed.
Yeah, I couldn't get the name.
Not a fan of Metallica?
Well,
or music in general?
Well, he's confident. Jeez. How is it?
Well, let's see if it can be a clean sweep. Or come on, Ads, on your side.
I'm going to give you a free swing.
No, don't let him do this.
Okay.
Because then he'll be like, remember when I let you?
He whacks you over the head and then he's like, oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
You're such a great person over there, aren't you?
Power. I'm still recovering from the weekend, so I'm in a bit of a mood. All right, let's have a go.
Okay, this person.
Sorry, I've jumped the gun.
Wow.
2008 was a musical guest on Saturday Night Live, and it really actually started their career.
Really?
Yeah. Because Sarah Palin was on the show too, so in America. Big audience for it.
Here we go.
Adam.
Hang on a second. This is going to be great.
This is likely incorrect, but is it Adele?
He's got it! Yeah, Josh, how about that?
I literally scared
of him. Oh, no one saw that. They just saw you panicked and you couldn't get it.
Well,
we'll all remember this day in history.
You had
where
me worried,
Adam got one.
You know?
Put that on the wall.
Yeah, I was hoping for that clean sweep, you know, just to lower those spirits some more. It is heavy, Josh, driving you home with K-Rock 955. Adam from the newsroom, thank you so much.
It's been a pleasure.
Geelong's got a brand new way to drive home. Debbie and Josh. On K-Rock 955.
Baby, I want you to do something. I want you to imagine a bakery, right?
Oh, I don't have to imagine that. Yum!
How good. And there's so many great smells that come from bakeries, aren't there?
Just all the treats. Like, because you've got sweet and savoury. It's the best of both worlds. And yes, you can combine them.
I don't know how you could be a baker and not be fat. Like, I would just be in everything.
I had a girlfriend who worked, I think it was a Baker's Delight or one of them, and after she left, she lost 10 kilos.
Oh, really?
She's like, I just love those buns, and I get it.
I understand. But imagine a bakery without pies.
That's not a bakery.
That's, well, it could be a real thing happening over in the UK at the moment. They're saying there's a pie crisis.
No.
And they love their pies in the UK.
They do.
So basically, you know how they come in those little aluminium foil tins where they
cook them?
So there's a shortage on those at the moment. So they're being urged to reuse the foil because basically, obviously, the rising prices plus shortages in China. So there's nothing to bake them in.
Surely you can use something else than an aluminium tray.
Surely they've got, trays.
The silicon ones, you know, there's tons of different other options.
But does that affect it, you know?
I guess, yeah, if you've got, if you've perfected the pie.
That's right.
You don't want to mess it up.
No, that's right. not the weirdest shortage that's ever happened, though.
Pie shortage is like, something weird.
There's a few. There's a few weird ones. So back in, during the war, actually.
Yeah.
So obviously you could imagine there would have been shortages for a lot of things.
Yes.
And back then, ladies weren't allowed to have short skirts. So most of them would wear stockings or leggings underneath.
Yes, yes, yes. Right?
But there was such a shortage of stockings that they actually had to paint on the
hemline. No, they didn't.
Yeah, that was at one stage they were painting on the seam. So it looked like
they were wearing.
Yeah. Isn't that a weird one?
That is bonkers. Surely just go without.
I know we're experiencing a bit of a price boom at the moment with houses just going
houses,
off the rails.
Crazy. Petrol's crazy.
Back in Australia as well, back in the 1940s, there was the big boom.
Yeah.
But because so many people were buying houses, they ran out of paintbrushes. So,
really?
Yeah, because everyone's up doing
their houses.
Yeah, that's right. So what they had to do was they called it Operation Pig Bristle. And what they did was they literally had to go to China and grab all these brushes and bring them back to Australia so people could...
Operation Pig Bristle.
That's right. Do up their...
Is crazy.
It is. This one's the weirdest one for me, though. And it was to do with the fact this is back in the 18th century.
Okay.
And so you know how, at, like, obviously people can now donate their bodies to science.
Yeah, yeah.
So there's cadavers at, you know, so students can learn.
Yeah.
You know, people wanting to be doctors. Back then, obviously, a big thing with Christianity and, you know, whether or not donating your body
is the right thing to do. Yeah, yeah, okay.
So they didn't have any cadavers for students to practice on. So what they would do is they would offer up cheaper tuition. So say you went to medical school.
Yeah.
After, you know, when you did pass off, you would then give your body as a cadaver so people could learn.
So cheaper fees for my body.
That's right. But surely you'd get a free education. not a discounted rate.
Geelong's got a brand new way to drive home. Debbie and Josh. On K-Rock 955.
You would have noticed today when I walked into the building, bit of a limp. Bit of a limp.
Yeah, right. Okay.
Then I've hurt my knee.
I'm trying to think if I did notice that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did. Yeah.
Because I've...
Slower than normal.
That's it. I can't run because of something that I did.
Yeah, right.
And I've hurt my knee in the past, back when I was in year 11, over 10 years ago now. Mm. I actually did the knee, ended up in a brace for 3 months.
Jeez, that's bad, isn't it?
Oh, it's just frustrating, you know? Didn't
Being
need
in a
it.
Brace, oh, just any injury just sucks.
Slows you down. But, you know, it's been great since then. Although I think I may have redone something to it because it's starting to lock and it feels like it might be my medial meniscus.
Jeez, okay.
Yeah, and I only know that because I've done that previously.
Yeah, I was going to say, otherwise you'd become a doctor overnight too.
I'm no doctor, but it's starting to lock and I've gone, jeepers, something's bad with my knee. But it's how I did it that I'm just annoyed at because previously I did it playing netball. Makes sense. A lot of people do their knees, injure themselves playing sport. This time, haven't been playing no sport. It happened in the bedroom on Saturday night.
Right, okay.
Now, before
where's this
you
going,
think it,
is what we're thinking.
I was by myself, Josh, okay?
All right.
And you know when you go to bed and then you've got to go to the toilet in the middle of the night.
Oh, and the debate starts. You know, do I get up? Can I?
Can I hold it?
It never works in your favour.
No.
You just got to go.
You've got to go.
It's it.
And so I decided, okay, well, I've got to go. But I didn't fully want to wake up because I'm still sleeping.
Yeah.
So you know the usual walk to the toilet.
Yeah.
So I did that. My eyes are still closed. And when I walked back in... You know the move, because you know your bedroom. Mm. So my bed's facing the door and there's a little gap on either side where there's some drawers. So I felt my bed, and normally in that situation you know, lean forward and then you crawl into the covers and you're like, oh, brilliant, that's out of the way, I can go back to sleep.
Yep. Bang, out.
So I felt the bed and thought, all right, brilliant. This is the part where I just fall down and crawl. Instead, I fell. And I missed the bed completely.
Oh, really?
And I've twisted myself. I've landed on the ground. The biggest bang, to the point where I've woken my housemates up. They've come in and I'm obviously holding my knee. And now I'm awake. I'm like, gosh.
Oh, you're not going back to bed now.
So anywho, I honestly think I'm going to have to go back because my housemate's a physio and checked my knee yesterday. And she goes, you need to book in to see someone. Because
jeez, that bad?
Yeah.
I'm just not being able to get into bed?
That's it. Just not wanting to wake up doing that night walk.
52232955. How'd you hurt yourself in the bedroom? Because I reckon there would be that many injuries from waterbeds.
Yes.
Oh, just really, I don't know what it was about waterbeds.
They seem dangerous.
I feel like people did their backs in those things. Like, and maybe over the journey too.
But even, you think the bedroom's a safe place. You think you know it. But it's when you're feeling more safe, that's when the accidents happen.
Yeah, anyone that calls into the draw for that $150 voucher to a Cut Above Family Butcher, the best meat in town, direct to your door. Just want to know, how'd you hit yourself in the bedroom?
That's it.
Asking the question 52232955. Did you hurt yourself in the bedroom, Herbie?
Yep. I did the walk back from the toilet Saturday night and didn't want to fully wake up. And when I went to go to the bed, I thought I knew where it was located. I've been sleeping in it a while. Missed the bed completely. And I've re-twigged my knee, which
disaster.
It's hurting a fair bit. We've had a few people get involved at our Facebook page, Josh. Mel said her partner broke his foot kicking the bed after getting up at the night and then broke that same foot three times in 1 year. That's
jeez,
disaster.
That sucks.
We do have Dylan. Did you hurt yourself in the bedroom?
The wharf wasn't foul play. We weren't getting up to anything naughty, but she's rolled over and given me a bit of a whack in the low region. And the old kneecap decided to pop out as I've twisted away.
That is a fair whack to be able to do that.
Yeah, well, it's a sensitive area, so it's going to make you throw it.
Jeez, I tell you what, the amount of torque you've gone through that knee just from turning away, that's incredible. Hey, thanks for that, Dylan. Into the draw for a Cut Above Family Butcher, the best meat in town, direct to your door. It's insane, isn't it?
We've just had another one come through. Nicola's message saying the boyfriend and I were bumping uglies. And he fell off the bed and smashed the window.
Oh, jeez. I don't know why you're laughing at that. That's horrible.
It's okay.
Geelong's got a brand new way to drive home. Debbie and Josh. Ooh. On K-Rock 955.
Some exciting news for the Belgian embassy in Canberra after some not so great news. I do love that we have embassies everywhere. Mm. I get quite excited by it. I don't know why. It's like your own little country in a country. I don't know why.
Fair enough. That's what
you
I mean,
get excited about it? Just me.
No, just like just me. Find it as like a necessary thing.
Yeah, it's a good thing.
Well, then something to get excited about, you know? Yeah. So like when you're travelling overseas.
I can go
the Australian embassy. That's right.
I love it. I don't know. It's just me. But over the weekend, a pair of alpacas has been brought in because foxes actually got to their pet ducks. And so they thought, we can't have this again because they love their pet ducks. So they've got some other pet ducks. So they brought in alpacas to protect their ducks.
So that's a bit more exciting about the embassy. You know, like now like they're trying to make it a bit more homely. So they've just got ducks out the front.
Ducks, alpacas. And I tell what.
It's like a petting zoo. Come get your passport stamped also. Maybe alpacas.
Exactly. I'll tell you one thing. I do love an alpaca. They do excite me as well because they're so cute and funny looking.
Yeah, I get confused between them and llamas.
And llamas. Well, glad you asked. There is a difference between them. So alpacas are smaller. They're typically around 65 kilos, while a llama is at least double that size.
There you go. Mm-hmm. So they're just bigger, a bigger version.
They're bigger. They're different. Like, they're related, but they're not...
Okay, gotcha. You know, the same animal.
The same animal.
Yeah.
Different name. Should really say that. Alpacas don't have teeth in the top front of their mouths. Well, it's why they look so goofy when you see their little cute faces.
There's no teeth.
And in the top front of their mouth.
Oh, right.
Their gum. Just chewing at that grass.
Jeez, that's weird, isn't it?
Yeah. Imagine if that's how we...
Yeah, it would be odd.
They eat, like, not much at all. So a horse typically eats around 15 to 20 pounds, so like 9 kilos of hay a day, so 2% of its body weight. But an alpaca only eats around 1 kilogram of its little grass.
That's it.
That's it. 1 kilo. Done.
But a horse is bigger than an alpaca.
It is bigger.
Yeah.
But still.
So, I mean, you're not going to compare like what an elephant eats to what a bird eats, are you?
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Josh, I'm going to wow you now. All okay, right. This one will get you.
I was waiting for something.
This is the exciting one.
Because all we've learned is that alpacas and llamas aren't the same animal. And that smaller animals eat less than bigger animals. I mean, we're on fire today.
Okay. So, mummy alpacas, this is wild.
All right, here we go.
Brace yourself.
I'm ready.
They give birth over their lunch hour. So they instinctively give birth approximately between 10 a.m. and 2 p.m.
Right.
Because they know that that's where their milk will be coming in. So the newborn will be fed. Compared to us, we just come at all hours, you know?
Yeah, that's right. It's like you're on your lunch break. You better get it out quick.
Geelong's got a brand new way to drive home. Debbie and Josh. Ooh, ooh. On K-Rock 955.
Our friendship basically revolves around you winding me up and getting a reaction. That's pretty much day-to-day.
That's one part of it. You know, we also support each other.
Yeah. But you love throwing that fishing line out and just seeing if I'll take the bait.
That's right.
Sometimes, and I do it every time.
You got to entertain yourself.
But I can never get you back. And so I thought, do you know what? I want to get a taste of it. So I've gone for the next best option, Loggy from Fresh Daily, because I came across a story which I thought, I reckon she'll react to.
Yeah.
It's about being a dog mum.
Okay. And you were pretty confident you could get it?
Yeah.
I thought, you know what, Loggy, you'd see through it. Let's find out what happened, shall we? Loggy.
Hello.
Yay. Hey. You there?
I'm here. How are you?
Yeah, good. We'll just take 2 seconds of your time. I just want you to help us sell something. Yeah. Herbie's getting on their high horse because so there was this, I don't know if you've seen it, but there was a text exchange between two people wanting to go on dates, right? And then it was good chat. Anyway, the next day it was like National Mum's Dog Day or something like that. And she sent it to this guy and then he's cracked it saying that's not a real thing, essentially, and that he respects real parents. And then escalates from there. But then Herbie, your mate, reckons that that's okay.
Yeah, that's fair. They're not real babies.
Oh my God, Herbie. We're friends, but not anymore. Sorry. Wombi is my child. Wombi is my child.
Yeah.
Okay. I may not have birthed him, but I have been with him through all the emotional up and down of his life up until this point. Also, Josh is a dad, yes, in real life, but before Georgie, he was a dog dad.
Yeah.
And what, you're saying that he's feeling and being a dad, it's not an actual thing? How dare you, Herbie?
And the other thing she said was, dogs aren't that great and there's no doggy heaven.
What? Are you,
I'm not joking. That's even, what she said. You know, that's why I got you on.
You are so lucky that this is being recorded so I can't swear at you, because if you're telling me there's no rainbow bridge, then I don't even know who you are, okay? The rainbow bridge exists, dogs go to heaven, but you go to hell, Herbie, so enjoy it there.
You got it.
She fell for it.
But she is right. She should go to hell.
Josh!
Geelong's got a brand new way to drive home. Debbie and Josh. Ooh, ooh. On K-Rock 955.
Good. There's a feud going on. It's a big feud that's been going on for a few years. And I want to see what side you sit on, because this will be a defining moment in our friendship.
All right.
I reckon. So Elon Musk
Yes.
And Jeff Bezos.
Oh, two of the richest men.
The two richest men. And they've been going at each other for a while. But it's funny because now Elon has again taken over Jeff.
Okay, so now Elon's the richest man in the world.
By a bit too. So he now has like $230 billion.
Lovely.
Jeff,
how nice.
Jeff just under 200 with $197 billion.
Be shattered.
You would be. And so how's this? Elon Musk is as rich as Bill Gates and Warren Buffett combined, who were both used to be the richest people in the world. Which
it's
is just
ridiculous,
insane.
Isn't it?
They both have $100 billion plus as well, but you know, still.
Yeah, it'd be nice to have over two.
Anyway, so there's been this big feud going on between the two, and one of the reasons for that is, of course, the rocket.
Yes.
You know, into space. They both had the space race, the billionaire space race, which is just so insane.
They're just in another league, a league we can only think about.
Yeah, anyway, so to celebrate the fact that he has now become the richest man in the world, he decided to tweet to Jeff Bezos. And he sent him a second place medal.
How petty, but also how great.
Isn't it? Like if you could. Yeah. Now, I wanted to get your thoughts. Whose side are you sitting on? Are you team Elon? I mean, or team Jeff?
Okay. I've given this some thought because I wanted to think, who would you pick? Yeah. And I think I know who you'd pick. You like both of them because they both have money.
Lots of money.
And we do speak about Jeff Bezos on the show a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But because you're the guy you are, and I think because you think about the future and you like what Elon's doing,
yeah,
and he is now the richest,
yeah.
For me, that's who you would back. And because of that, that's who I would back because you are always right.
That's right. Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah. Correct?
Elon's definitely my man.
Go, Herbie. This is why we're best friends, Josh.
That's right. We get each other. Which is, I just think, you know, the way I put it down is he's actually probably building SpaceX. Like, Jeff paid a team to do it.
Yes, I see.
Jeff sells books.
But he was made a lot of money from it.
He was right. He was right. Everyone else thought books useless. Who's going to read
libraries,
them?
Libraries. That's where you go for it.
No, he was right. He was right in a very big way. But it's you think that two rich people wouldn't have to be so petty. Like, surely you've got so... Like, these guys would be so busy. Like, think about how often their phone would ring.
Oh, yeah.
But they've still got time.
Because you always want to be number one.
Yeah,
you know?
That's true.
It's just, it doesn't matter who you are. It shows that money, everything, doesn't matter who you are.
That's right.
We all want the same thing, and that's to be the greatest.
And that's why I'm going to put you to the test next. This is where the celeb game is leading us. It's petty fights from between celebrities. Okay. Like, do you know who The Rock was up against?
Oh, The Rock.
We're going to talk more about it next. Celebrity.
Marlon Brando, Jimmy Dean,
Star.
Grace Kelly, Gene Kelly,
famous,
Ginger Rogers, Fred Astaire,
VIP,
Betty Davis, DiMaggio,
the Celebrity Game.
Jeez, I love that. I love Matty in production. Just,
he's
just
a weapon. On the pots and pans.
Oh, he's so good.
A
he's
wizard,
so
we
good.
Could call him.
So we are doing petty celebrity feuds today. This is off the fact that Jeff Bezos and Elon Musk, the two richest men in the world by a bit, they're going at each other.
That's right.
Team Elon, that's what we are.
We are,
here
yes.
at this show. All right, I'll play you a bit of The Voice. You just have to tell me who that person is.
Oh, it's okay.
All right, let's kick it off with this person.
I'd like to take credit, but, you know, I think, you know, my fiance has a bit more flair for these sorts of things. She loves a theme.
Now, the feud was with a pop star, a younger pop star.
I straight away think of Kanye and Taylor Swift, but it's not.
It's not.
It's not.
The feud was with Justin Bieber. If that helps you.
It does, but it isn't coming to me.
He's married to a pop star, this guy.
Oh, my lordy.
Good-looking unit, obviously.
Ryan Reynolds, no. Pop star, no. Not coming to me, Josh.
Orlando Bloom.
Orlando Bloom?
Yeah, had a fight. With, it was because when you remember, it was Selena.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
Yeah, that
yes.
Bit of a fight.
I mean, Orlando, what are you doing these days?
Yeah, not a lot, is he?
Probably don't go up against the Biebs.
All right, next celebrity feud. Let's have a listen.
We each have two teenage children whom we love very much, but we were...
So this lady is an actress. She's also a very successful businesswoman.
Okay.
She's been married a couple of times. Obviously, you just hear her there that she's got older children.
She's an actress
yeah.
and a businesswoman. I was thinking Heidi Klum.
No. She went up against Martha Stewart, which is this petty feud. So it's a similar sort of business area that she might be in.
Oh, man. This is not my strong suit, is this?
You know her. She's got some odd products.
Oh, it's Gwyneth. It's Gwyneth Paltrow.
Done.
Yes.
Yeah, against Martha Stewart.
There we go. Did she?
Yeah.
Why? Gwyneth?
Don't know.
Okay.
All right, let's go this one. This is petty feud celebrities. I'm gonna get this. Here we go. Next voice.
It's about 11 o'clock.
Oh, that's deep.
And Uncle Ludacris is there.
I know it.
You do know it. So this person was the one that went up against The Rock.
Can you play it one more time, please?
I can.
It's about 11 o'clock and Uncle Ludacris is there.
Do you know who it sounds like?
Mm.
The guy from Everybody Loves Raymond.
It's
the brother.
Not that. It's not that.
Does.
Another big unit.
Another big unit.
Mm. Bulky.
Bulky, bulky
He's
man.
He's the voice of Groot as well.
Mm, if only I knew who that was.
From Guardians of the Galaxy.
No, it's sci-fi.
Right. The answer is Vin Diesel.
Vin Diesel!
Jeez, you aren't. You're right. You're not very good at all. From The Pacifier, yeah, among other things. Triple X, Fast and Furious.
That's what I recognise him from.
All right, last one. I don't know if you're going to get this. This is a pop star. Had a feud with Britney Spears.
Teach you, especially as young girls coming up in the business,
yeah.
too. It's a very male-dominated industry, and I always had
Incredible
older managers
vocals.
And things. And
Ariana Grande.
No. Jesus, it's just not a good day for you.
Demi Lovato.
No.
Young?
No, about Christina Aguilera.
Oh, I was thinking young now. Josh.
Young now. She said that she's been in the business for 20 years.
Geelong's got a brand new way to drive home. Debbie and Josh. Ooh. On K-Rock 955.
Housemates, we all live with them, whether you start with your siblings, your parents, then you move out maybe with some friends,
yep.
or even you might get put in contact with someone you haven't met and you're like, okay, you live with randoms.
That's right. Let's couch surf for a little bit
That's
too.
It. But over the journey, you do learn how people like to live their own life, and you go, that's very different to mine.
Well, you forget everyone comes from different backgrounds, don't you? Like, your parents are different to my parents.
That's it. We all live by different rules.
Mm.
And it's interesting at times when you think of their rules, you go, I wouldn't do that. But you have to learn to know when to bite your tongue.
Yeah, which is a lot of the time.
I tell you what, it's hard. But for one apartment over in the UK, I believe this person has the most outrageous rules ever. I just don't know why anyone would want to live with this person.
Yeah.
And I've lived with many people, but this person has topped the list. So the ad's up. I have a room for rent in my apartment in Manchester. It's a 3-bedroom rent, includes 1 bedroom only. You will have access to the bathroom, but you must not shower after 8 p.m. You can use the kitchen, but you have to clean up after yourself. Bit odd there to start.
The 8 p.m. curfew on the shower. I mean, sure, no social sports during the week, that's for
exactly.
sure.
You need to provide your own toilet paper, soap and shampoo. That's pretty okay.
That's fine, I don't mind that. But honestly,
bit weird. You will not be allowed to cook meat in the house as I'm vegan.
Okay.
So you can't shower after 8, you can't cook meat, and no music or TV will be allowed after 9:30 p.m. And then rent is this, if you want Wi-Fi, it's more. And to finish off, weekly room inspections will be done to ensure you're being clean.
See, that's weird for me. I think if you're in the, communal areas,
yes.
it has to be clean.
Yes.
Your room can be what it is at the time. I mean, not that you would keep a messy room, but also you're not coming in
that's
there.
That's it. It's my room. That's my space.
That's
where I'm allowed to feel comfortable. So we've both lived with many people.
Mm.
Would you rather live with that person or the person who, let's say, vacuums or uses a blender at 7 a.m. after a night out on the town?
Oh, no, I definitely live with the first one. I mean, I honestly, sometimes, because Kat will, I guess it's to wake me up, but she just starts vacuuming, I think, whatever. Would you rather live with someone that vacuums at 7 a.m. after, on the weekend and you're trying to get up?
Yep.
Or someone that will leave their dishes in the sink when the dishwasher is clean.
Oh.
And then they don't empty it.
That annoys me so much.
It's like,
and they're just waiting for you to put it away.
Well, they've opened the dishwasher, seen that they're clean, and then left their dishes.
Oh,
this is a shocker.
That frustrates me so much.
Mm-hmm.
Because you have, you want to be the bigger person and put it away, but then you go, I shouldn't have to do that.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to say, I'd rather the vacuum person, because that other person does my head in.
Yeah.
Would you, similar situation to the dishwasher there, would you prefer the person who leaves the dishwasher unpacked?
Yeah.
Or the person who leaves their wet washing in the machine and wants you to put it out?
The more I think about this, the less I want to live with anyone, because I'm just like, I can't deal with that.
I
like,
hate people.
I can't confront anyone. So I'll just be seething and no one's having a good time.
Geelong's got a brand new way to drive home. Debbie and Josh. Ooh. On K-Rock 955.
Yeah, nah. Or nah, yeah.
All righty, Heavy. Love this part of the day. We get to get your thoughts on the daily topics. Just
yes.
A yeah, nah for no. Nah, yeah, for yes.
Rightio.
All right. Buying a house off a naked man.
Yeah, nah. Or nah, yeah.
I'm going to say yeah, nah, but I don't want to be the person that's discriminating.
So you feel bad? You feel bad for the person?
Yeah. I don't know. I haven't been in that situation before, so yeah. I'm not too sure, but I think I'd say no.
So there's a real estate agent's gone viral over in the States because, you know, sometimes how real estate agents do quirky videos or
they try to jazz it up
campaigns.
A bit.
Yeah. Yep. So he's decided to post naked around the house. One of the ones that was weirder for me was when he got naked in the bed. And, like, that's someone's sheets.
Yeah. Like, am I getting a discount now?
And
he's got to be confident in himself, doesn't
clearly.
He? Like, clearly. You must have a couple of tickets on yourself. I mean, he's a real estate agent, so.
Yeah, yeah. We all know what they do on the weekends.
Have you seen my car? Lovely.
Hey, Bluey.
Yeah, nah. Or nah, yeah.
Nah, yeah. I love Bluey.
So good.
So, it's one of the better kids' TV shows out there at the moment and killing it. Good Emmy.
Yeah, doing very well. So a lot of people saying it's the biggest thing since The Wiggles to come out of Australia for in terms of television programming for kids anyway.
That is huge. Anyway, to be on the same level as The Wiggles, amazing.
Well, we know how much money they made back in the day, didn't they?
Still.
Just millions and millions and millions of dollars. Anyway, but people are upset because obviously Bluey's taken off in the United States and so they were trying to work in episodes based on Halloween and Thanksgiving.
Oh, okay, so they're
just to appeal to that, you know, like obviously that's just a theme around that.
That's fine for me. As long as I don't start having an American accent. But who cares
that's
what
right.
they're celebrating? It's just educating then.
Well, that's right. I just don't see the difference.
Yeah.
You know, like it's...
People just love to complain, don't they?
Well, they just hate Americanisms, don't they? You know, like I know it's like, oh, Halloween, I'll never celebrate. No. That's American.
Yeah.
It's just a good night where you get to dress up.
Kids get lots of lollies.
Oh, that's right.
Or dare I say candy. She said it. American.
Oh, God. Collecting things.
Yeah, nah. Or nah, yeah.
Yeah, nah. Got no time for that. No time. And it just takes up space. Not for me.
Mm.
I understand people have hobbies, but that one, it's a clutter.
Where is the line between collecting and hoarding.
Hoarding.
Yeah. So, okay, just,
that's a good point.
Like, if you're making money from it, it's collecting. If you're not,
I think that's the definition.
Anyway, so a guy that's got the biggest VHS collection, or one of the biggest,
people
he's got 10,000 tapes. He's basically made his own Blockbuster in his house.
See, pointless for me. You know?
I reckon too. Anyway, he's got some rare ones and stuff. But my favourite part is he refers to himself as the mayor.
Of what?
I know.
Of videos.
What a nickname. The mayor. Oh, good.
Geelong's got a brand new way to drive home. Debbie and Josh.
Ooh.
On K-Rock 955.